This is called the Great Laguna Anti-Nazi Counter Protest. Brace yourself. The Nazis are coming to Laguna Beach, but they won't be there unopposed. Lots of local groups are staging counter-protests, notably my local Unitarian Church, where we're invited to join with other congregations to stage a counter-protest. Of course, no grassroots counter-protest is complete without a sign to wave. But what should it be? I consider Tapestry's catchphrase, standing on the side of love. It's simple, easy to read, completely antithetical to the Nazi platform. Plus, it's less divisive than my original choice, die you miserable racist bastards. Our protest to the protest begins at the First Congregational Church, where people from all over the county have gathered for an inspirational evening service. It's all about tolerance and inclusion for people of any race, creed, color, or, this being Laguna, sexual orientation. I arrived a little late to find in the audience my friend Kathy, who also heard about the protest and decided to pop in. Between Kathy and the Tapestrians, Congregationalists, and whatnot, we've got an impressive gang of Nazi opposers ready to wander Laguna's uneven streets. We march up and down the hills chanting about racism, but when we hit the beach, there's a party atmosphere. Have you noticed how people are always happy in certain places? Like concerts, ball games, and picnics. Well, this is like that. A great thronging crowd of diversity-loving beachgoers sharing high fives and waving hastily constructed signs. My favorite is, Nazis are dicks. Memorable for its bluntness. It's quite heartening. Everyone here is in a good mood, and I do mean everyone. So where are the Nazis, I asked Kathy, casting about for swastikas, iron crosses, people angrily denouncing Jews. There's nothing. El Zippo, not a goose stepper to be found anywhere. Kathy points out the original protest was actually an anti-immigration group, not Nazis per se. As for where they might be, they've probably been chased off the beach by the flood tide of counter-protesters. We're like this surging horde of tolerance-seeking activists demanding an end to bigotry and hate with no one left around to complain against. And that's when my friend Dave appears. Dave lives in Laguna. He's a gadfly by nature, meaning he likes to take what people are saying and champion the opposite just to piss them off. And this evening, Dave doesn't disappoint. The counter-protest is a complete waste of time, he says. The group you're protesting has already met here 5 times at this same spot, but no one said anything until today. Why is this suddenly such a big deal? Well, the answer is obvious. This is the week after Charlottesville, when some nutcase allegedly, you have to say allegedly, drove his car into a crowd, killing someone. The awfulness of that incident and the tepid official response has fostered the need among many citizens to do something, even if it's a counter-protest against dickish Nazis who may not actually be there. Later, I learned about 2,500 counter-protesters showed up that day at Main Beach, outnumbering the original rally-goers by about 40-1. So if any Nazis are reading this, thinking of setting up shop in Laguna, rest assured it's a terrible idea. Just as while I didn't go with my miserable racist bastard sign, it wouldn't have been appropriate. Thank you.